Thank you, Secretary General. To say today's meeting is important would be an understatement. We urgently need a coordinated, concrete response to the crisis in Afghanistan. We cannot and will not close the door on the people of Afghanistan. The figures and especially impressions that were mentioned and shared by the Secretary General and others speak for themselves. It is clear we are dealing with a multi-layered crisis, thematic as well as geographical. Our challenge is to deliver a common international response to address these crises, starting with the humanitarian one. I wholeheartedly thank the international and national frontline workers for continuing the delivery of humanitarian aid and services in accordance with humanitarian principles under extremely difficult circumstances. The international response should be adequately resourced early on. For this reason, the Netherlands will contribute €20 million to the Afghanistan Humanitarian Fund. We will also contribute €3.5 million to the Regional Refugee Preparedness and Response Plan to support Afghan refugees and the host countries. This comes on top of existing Dutch humanitarian support, earmarked as well as unearmarked, for the Afghan people. Clearly, a swift international response also requires independence, security, and unhindered access for all humanitarian staff. For the Netherlands, these principles are of the utmost importance. We must remain united on our formulated key asks to ensure that humanitarian action is delivered in accordance with humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence. And among these asks, the most pertinent is that all humanitarian aid workers, women and men, must be allowed to continue their work across the country. Afghanistan is also facing a basic service delivery crisis. For the immediate term, we should explore how we can best tackle this together in ways that respect fundamental rights and freedoms, especially for women and girls, and guarantee the independent functioning of these institutions without having to pay fees to the Taliban. This is one of the reasons we are supporting the Afghanistan Humanitarian Fund, via which also basic service delivery organizations can be supported so that, for example, clinics can remain open. For the medium term, there will need to be a more sustainable solution for this question. While Afghanistan requires our full attention, we must not forget the millions of Afghan people who have found a safe haven in neighboring countries over the past decades. We truly appreciate the solidarity of the communities that have embraced them. I thank Secretary General Guterres for organizing this important meeting, and we stand ready to remain engaged on finding the best way out of this crisis. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.